Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Hope everybody is protected right now in this cold weather we have in Louisiana, all over the state of Louisiana. Be safe on the road. And today's show, we're just going to talk about the NFL playoffs. And also, I'm going to talk about a kid that LSU might pick up in the transfer portal for football, and talk about some Melania's stuff if we have time, maybe LSU basketball. But we're going to talk about the playoffs. And the whole idea of this is everybody can talk about the playoffs, right? I want to talk about the Louisiana players that are playing on these teams and some of the key guys that you might not, you know, remember or maybe assume they're not in the league anymore. One of those things. We're just going to have a show for data, you know, if you like that kind of stuff. And then obviously give opinions on the game. I'll predict who I think might win. And I like the playoffs. I mean, I think that's the strongest part of the NFL is everybody pretty much starts watching the playoffs if you don't watch the season. Because everything's on the line. It's just better games. It's going to be cold. These games are going to be incredibly cold. Even the game in Nashville, the Titans and the Bengals, is going to be incredibly cold. We're going to talk about that. Green Bay, can you imagine when they play at 7:15 at night this weekend? 7:15 at night. You know how cold it is in Green Bay during the day at this time of the year? It's like 5 degrees, maybe 0 degrees, right? Green Bay got their wish. It's just hard to beat these guys in Green Bay. And let's go ahead and start with that game. It's going to be Saturday, tomorrow, 7:15 at night at Green Bay, Lambeau Field. How many times have we watched the Packers win at home when it's snowing or close to snowing? They never lose at home. They're playing the 49ers, San Francisco 49ers. Jimmy Garoppolo is a little beat up, the quarterback from the Dallas game. Elijah Mitchell, running back, a little trivia here, went to Erath High School in Louisiana, played at UL, has done a really good job. George Kittle, the tight end, needs to have a big game. Nick Bosa is coming off a concussion. I don't know if he'll play. That's going to be the big news there. Can Garoppolo and Bosa play in this game? They're two of their top 10 players. And Arden Key has really done a good job at defensive end for the 49ers, the veteran from LSU, via Atlanta, Georgia, his home state. And Deebo Samuel had a phenomenal game against Dallas Cowboys. Man, this guy's got speed. He's got, like, warp speed. The 49ers are 10-7 on the season. The Packers are 13-4. Can you believe the Saints beat the Packers? Can you believe that? They beat them at Green Bay early in the season. You know, the Saints always end up beating the eventual champion, right? They beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers twice last year. And who won the Super Bowl? Tampa Bay. Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. This guy's incredibly – you don't know who he's going to throw it to. He will throw to anybody on the team if they'll catch the ball. And big A.J. Dillon, the big running back, 6'2", 247. Has got the most nimble feet in the league outside of a Derrick Henry. And I think his feet are more nimble than Derrick Henry of the Titans. And you got Devontae Adams, one of the best receivers in the league for Green Bay. And a name to remember for LSU fans, their best defensive end, D lineman, is Rashawn Gary. Remember that name from New Jersey? LSU tried to sign him a few years ago. He went to Michigan. Had a great career. He's 6'5", about 290. He runs about a 4.7 40. He's one of the best young defensive ends in the league. With this being said, you know, the 49ers are going to Green Bay in the tundra. It's going to be probably below zero. Might be snowing. Might have snow already on the field. I'm going with Green Bay to beat the 49ers. The 49ers are beat up. They don't like cold weather. West Coast team, they don't play in cold weather games. Green Bay in a win. Green Bay is going to win this one. Which, hey, man, Aaron Rodgers is just, you know, had a lot of, he took a lot of heat this offseason on some comments he made, this and that and whatever. And he's proven he's still the best quarterback in the NFL. Also on Saturday, you have, wait, we'll save that for next, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Burrow and the Tennessee Titans with Derrick Henry and Tannehill. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I hope you're enjoying the show. And again, be safe outside on these roads. It could be slick, and I know it's super cold. Wow, it's cold. I don't like it when it gets under 40 degrees. I'm not that kind of person. I just don't like cold weather. I'd rather it hot and just turn the fan on or go outside and walk or whatever. But cold, I do not like cold. Continuing on with the NFL playoffs. We're going to talk about the Cincinnati Bengals in this segment and the Tennessee Titans. I think Joe Burrow's fan club is not just Louisiana, but it probably extends from coast to coast. The young quarterback from LSU. They will be playing at 3:30 in the afternoon on Saturday. That's 3:30 p.m. at Tennessee. Tennessee's got a great team. A lot of people don't know a lot about Tennessee, and that's why I'm doing the show, unless you're watching a program or listen to radio in the state of Tennessee. Cincinnati, Joe Burrow's been really, really good lately. They beat, I keep saying Oakland, they beat the Las Vegas Raiders. First playoff win in over 30 years for the Bengals. They're 10-7 on the season. The Titans are 12-5. The Bengals need a big game from Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon, the veteran running back from Oklahoma, he's a California kid, did not have a big game against the Las Vegas Raiders. He hasn't had a big game the last three or four games of the year. He needs to step it up because this is a team, the Titans, that could put a lot of heat on Joe. And I'm going to tell you about the Titans in a few minutes. I'm talking about Joe Burrow. But Joe Mixon needs to help Joe Burrow out in the run game. Or it'll be a one-sided deal, and I think it'll be too much on Burrow. The Titans have a phenomenal defense. Like I said, I'm going to be talking about that in a minute. But for trivia sakes, for our Louisiana fans out there, wherever you live, this is a team full of Louisiana natives. Some guys you don't even know are on the team. We know about Joe Burrow, right? We know about Ja'Marr Chase. We know about possibly Tyler Shelvin, by the way, from LSU, who might get to play because they have two D tackles hurt. So you might get to see the first of Tyler Shelvin, who prepped at Northside High School in Notre Dame McCrally in LSU. Big Tyler Shelvin at nose guard will probably get some minutes. But they also have Thad Moss from LSU, who's not starting, but he's on the team. Get this, Puka Williams. Yeah, remember Puka from Hahnville High School in Kansas? He's on the team. And remember Trent Taylor from Evangel Christian High School, played at Louisiana Tech? He returns punts. He's doing a good job. And remember, here's a name, Stanley Morgan. Stanley Morgan prepped at St. Aug, the Purple Knights in New Orleans, and went to Nebraska. He's a receiver on the team. He's basically the sixth spot. Plays a lot of special teams. He's been around a while. And then you look at the Tennessee Titans. Speaking of Louisiana natives, did you know Torrey Carter is on the team on special teams as a fullback? That's right, from LSU, a native of Georgia. Dontrell Hilliard. Remember Dontrell Hilliard from Louisiana? He's on the team. He's doing a good job at running back. What about Christian Fulton, the cornerback from LSU at Archbishop Rummel High School? And how about Racy McMath from LSU, the rookie? He's on special teams. He gets some minutes at receiver sometimes. Racy McMath that played at Edna Carr. But this Titans team is very talented. I mean, Derrick Henry's coming back. I mean, that guy's a truck. You know, 6'3", 260, runs a 4.5. They got this guy, Rashawn Evans from Alabama. Remember him, linebacker? You remember Jeffrey Simmons from Alabama? He's one of the best D tackles in the league. From Mississippi State. He's a Bulldog, not a Crimson Tide player. But Jeffrey Simmons is going to be giving Joe Burrow fits. And then they got A.J. Brown at receiver. Remember A.J. Brown from Ole Miss? And how about Julio Jones? A lot of people forgot Julio Jones is with the Titans and not the Falcons from Alabama. That's quite an arsenal. And then you got Monty Rice, the rookie linebacker from Georgia. Tennessee has more kids from the SEC conference than any team in the playoffs. They have tons. They ought to call it the SEC West of the NFL. Ryan Tannehill, I called him Steve Tannehill earlier, sorry about that. But Ryan Tannehill, the quarterback who prepped at Texas A&M, he needs to have a big game. I'm going to actually pick an upset in this game. I'm going with the Bengals in an upset because of Joe Burrow and some magic maybe late in the game with Chase, with maybe T. Higgins. I'm thinking an upset. I'm thinking Bengals are going to have a tough time and they're going to pull it out late in the game because Joe Burrow's got some magic to him. It's not just an LSU thing. We're going to take a break when we come back. We're going to talk more NFL playoffs. We're going to talk about the Sunday games, which there's going to be some really good matchups on Sunday, one game being the Bills and the Chiefs, the other the Rams and the Buccaneers. And also we'll talk about a young man that's transferring from Oklahoma State in football, prepped at Evangel Christian High School, was a teammate of Micah Bakersfield, a linebacker at LSU, started with him on defense at Evangel Christian. I'll talk about this young man and what I remember of him in high school and then what he's done at Oklahoma State as a four-year starter, a possible transfer portal guy for LSU. I'll mention his name later in the show. We'll be right back. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. In this segment, Sunday playoff games. We just talked about Saturday playoff games. So Sunday, you've got the Rams against the Buccaneers, 2 p.m. What an interesting matchup. The Buccaneers can score some points, so can the Rams. This is going to be an offensive game. The defenses haven't really played great lately. You know, the Rams have Aaron Donald, one of the best D linemen, if not the best defensive tackle in the league from Pittsburgh College. You know, Aaron Donald is just, what a story he is. 6 foot tall, 290 pounds, runs a 4.7 40. When he retires, he might have the sack record over Michael Strahan and Reggie White and all those guys and the amount of sacks in a career, which is way over 100. Aaron Donald's hit almost at that right now. And then you look at Andrew Whitworth. You know, I'd love for him to get a ring when this is over. He's 40 years old, the veteran from LSU and West Monroe High School. And you got Odell Beckham that looks like he's finally found a team that has a lot of good talent around him, something he didn't have with the Giants and something he didn't have with the Browns. Let's just be honest. Baker Mayfield. And, you know, he caught Eli toward the end of his career, Manning. But it looks like Matthew Stafford and having these talented players around him, Beckham's finally found a home. He's had 5 touchdowns in basically 6 games for the Rams. The Rams are 12-5. The Buccaneers are 13-4 on the season. It's going to be an interesting game. I think this is going to go down to the wire. You got Tampa Bay's Tom Brady. They're trying to go back-to-back on Super Bowls, right? He's trying to win his, like, 100th Super Bowl game, right? You got Devin White, who's the leader of the defense for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Quietly, you have a Kevin Minner from LSU, by the way, a little trivia from LSU linebacker who's done a phenomenal job for them. He's a 9-year veteran. Can you believe that? Kevin Minner, 9 years in the NFL from the state of Georgia. Can you believe the job that Cyril Grayson's doing, the receiver from LSU? Went to Rummel High School, never played football at LSU, was a track guy. He's done a really good job. He comes back from an injury. Leonard Fournette should be available from his injury. He's been fighting a hamstring injury. They need Leonard Fournette in this game. This is going to be a close game. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm taking the Buccaneers again because I think Brady has got like 5,000 years of experience in these games. Stafford has no experience in these games. Matthew Stafford, his time in Detroit, they didn't sniff a playoff game, you know, I think one game. And a little trivia for the Rams. Did you know that Raymond Calais, running back from UL of Lafayette and Cecilia High School, is on the team with the Rams? UL's got two running backs in the playoffs, Elijah Mitchell and Raymond Calais. That's the first time that's happened in the history of UL, the Raging Cajuns, having two running backs in the NFL playoffs at the same time. I'm going to go Tampa Bay in a win here. Tom Brady, I think Gronk will step up. I think Henry will step up at receiver. I think Devin White will play lights out on defense and the defense. I think Fournette will give him a boost. I don't think the Rams, for some reason, outside of their D-line, they've struggled a little bit this year in the back seven, and they've struggled on offense against good teams. I just think the Buccaneers are not done. I'm taking them. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, the other game, the final game of the weekend for the NFL, the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll talk about that game, which is going to be Sunday. We'll be right back. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I hope you're enjoying the show. I thought I'd, you know, throw out some trivia on some, you know, some guys. Not so much trivia, but just data. Information on Louisiana natives and LSU players and that sort of stuff. People like that. Certain people do. Some people don't care, but that's okay. Sunday, one more game at 5:30 in the afternoon. The final playoff game of the weekend will be the Bills and the Chiefs. I'm pulling for the Bills to get to a Super Bowl and win it. You remember when the Bills went with Jim Kelly four times and they lost all four Super Bowls? That was painful. That was painful for Bruce Smith and Daryl Talley and Thurman Thomas. And even Eddie Fuller was on a couple of those teams in the Super Bowl from LSU, the Leesville native. But I really hope, you know, remember when the Saints won their Super Bowl? I mean, they'd never been to one, the Saints, but they won it, right? And they didn't have anything like that in the whole franchise history. They won it under Peyton early on. That was a huge win for Drew Brees and the Saints. I hope the Bills can finally get rid of that 0-4 Super Bowl memories for even the past guys. Because look, when you win the future games, all those guys they're a part of that organization. You know, the Bills, even Joe Ferguson. You know, Louisiana native, was a quarterback with Buffalo back in, you know, way back. You know, a lot of those – remember O.J. Simpson played for the Bills way back. They've had good teams. They just hasn't – you know, they haven't been able to win the big one. And I think this will be – this will change the franchise if they can get to a Super Bowl. And Josh Allen, let's face it, he's a great quarterback. Man, he looks like this is the year. He's really looking good at quarterback. I mean, he's 6'5", 240, runs a 4.7. You don't realize how big and fast he is until you watch him run. And then you got Ed Oliver, You know, remember that kid from Houston, Texas? Remember from Westfield High School in Houston? Everybody thought Ed Oliver would go to LSU, and he ended up at Houston, the Cougars, to play with his brother. And you can't blame him for that, but his brother was on the team. And Corky Meekins, his old high school coach, was on the team as a staff member. So he wanted to go to LSU, but obviously he wanted to play with his brother. Now, Ed Oliver is one of the best D linemen in the league for Buffalo. And by the way, Reed Ferguson, remember him from LSU, long snapper? From Buford, Georgia, the Buford, Georgia native, is one of the top long snappers in the league for Buffalo Bills. And then you look at the Chiefs. We all know about Mahomes, Texas Tech, Texas native, the video game quarterback. And then you look at, you know, what they don't mention a lot is the defense. Chris Jones, the Mississippi State D-tackle, man, what a player he is. When he's hurt, they're horrible. When he's in the lineup, they're very good. Kelce at tight end is one of the best in the league. He needs a big game because, let me tell you, the Bills are tired of losing to the Chiefs. Chiefs keep knocking them out every year. I'm taking the Bills. I'm sorry to go against Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Darrell Williams. You know, Lanarius Sneed went to Tech, DB for the Chiefs. Man, what a year he's having. Minden High School right outside of Shreveport. But I'm taking the Bills. I just think it's destiny. They're going to get in. I think Josh Allen is ready to go. And the defense for Buffalo, believe it or not, they don't have Tre'Davious White from LSU. He's out for the year with a knee injury. And they look really good. They look like they're going to be able to overcome him not being in the lineup. He's one of the top cornerbacks in the league. We're going to take a break. I hope you enjoyed the NFL talk, the playoffs. And I want to talk about a young man from Evangel Christian High School who had a great four-year career at Oklahoma State. And he's thinking of maybe transferring anywhere in the country. He just put his name in the portal 2 days ago. And I know he's already got 50 D1 offers of every major program to get him as a one-year guy. This is his COVID year, meaning that extra year that they gave every kid for COVID. So he has 1 year left. We'll mention who he is when we come back. Gros Savon Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savon Lodge has fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. That number to call again is 337-598-2357. 2357 and have the time of your life. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. Our final segment, we're going to talk about a young man by the name of Jarek Bernard Converse. He's a cornerback with Oklahoma State. 6'1", 200 pounds, big guy. Runs 4.45. When he was in high school, 5 years ago, I'm sorry. I thought he was one of the best DBs in the state of Louisiana. LSU did not recruit him. That's correct. Ed Orgeron and his staff did not recruit this kid. He went to Oklahoma State. He signed with Oklahoma State. He started 4 years with Oklahoma State. And in his four-year career, 193 tackles, 23 pass breakups, 2 interceptions, had 3 tackles in the bowl game. This year had 9 tackles against Oklahoma. Pretty impressive. Very physical, big guy, a corner, who's in the transfer portal. And this is what's unique. I think he's got a chance to be an LSU guy in the end. Now, I know LSU didn't offer him because he was just in the portal the other day, but this is a kid, if you want to rebuild your defense, he's a guy you need to have if you need him to come home. You need him to come home to Louisiana, and I tell you what, the LSU's got the advantage over Alabama, Georgia, and all these other teams that might want him for 1 year. He gets his COVID year, right, that extra year. Even though he was a four-year starter, this is the extra year. But I'd have a hard time. I would be shocked if he didn't go to LSU because Micah Bakersfield, the linebacker at LSU who just announced he's coming back to LSU from Evangel Christian. They were teammates for 4 years at Evangel Christian on the same defense. They're friends. And if LSU can pick this kid up, this is what is good for the portal. Getting Louisiana kids back. Getting them the finish at the state school. And kids that maybe were not recruited by the prior staff. Mistakes, right? That have done well. Getting them the finish at LSU. But if LSU can get this kid, what a pickup. I think that's what they say, icing on the cake. And then they'll be set at DB. Actually, if they pick this kid up, they might have the best defensive backfield in the SEC after all these transfers. And most of them, guess what, are from Louisiana. That's what I do like about the portal. Get these Louisiana kids to come back home. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope everybody has a safe weekend with these roads being iced over possibly at some point. Hopefully not. I hope it's just cold weather all weekend statewide, but I hope everybody just stays safe on the road and at home. And I don't want to sound like a plumber, but definitely wrap your pipes around your house. I know I did that so they don't freeze and bust up. You know, I wrapped mine the other day with a towel and tape, you know. Something I learned about 10 years ago. I'm not a plumber, but learned that. But be, you know, like I said, just make sure you cover your plants and all that. And I think we'll get through it. We've got 3 days of cold weather, which I don't like. And again, I just bless everybody in the state. Everybody be careful. And I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. And we'll see you on Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.